What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the What Really Happened show. Today is 6-10 of 2020. Good afternoon from Western Montana. I am your host, Keith Rogers, normally of Perception Management, which airs on Sundays at 8 p.m. Montana time. Sitting in from Mr. Rivero. On board, we have David from Crucial Nonsense. And
howdy, howdy. Off,
there you go. And if you'd like to help support the network there, please call 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, and press extension 1 from 1 to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And of course, if you'd like to donate by mail, send cash, check, or money order payable to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas. And if you want, you can send me a bag of dog food. Anyway, hey, you know what? I get to talking to a lot of people there, and I want to start the show off here with something which is pertinent or germane to what's going on right now. And so, as far as this Black Lives Matter stuff, you know, 2,000 years ago, Jesus ended the debate of which lives matter. He died for all mankind. We're seeing a lot of this constant apologetic things. Looking at Nancy Pelosi, I think it was like 9 minutes or something like that, in a standoff of her sitting there like a mummy, which is almost just like her way she runs everything anyway. But we have another one here, is this Andy Cohen. He apologized. They were talking to a nice black gentleman there. Anyway, he apologized for his privilege. Andy Cohen is weathering a dry spell right now. I couldn't believe that he's having problems having sex and stuff during this coronavirus. But he's a personality there on Cyrus XM Radio. I get a kick out of idiots like him, in as much as those of his tribe, clan, that produce all that black music that highlights F the police over and over. But here's a little short clip of him.
You know, as a white man, I have not had to think about my race very often. And that fact in itself is an example of privilege. What do you say to white people with little experience discussing race, who are eager to fight for racial justice and want to educate themselves and put in the work, but they're worried about stepping into a minefield and doing or saying the wrong thing?
I mean, I can start on that. Okay. As I said before, be confident of doing and saying the wrong thing. You're going to do and say the wrong thing. Yeah. Accept it. And when you say do and say the wrong thing, do this thing that humans do called apologizing and working to.
You know, when a person hears something like that, then you look at, say, what comes out of Israel and calling Palestinians, I'm not sure. Anyway, of what they call Palestinians, cockroaches and stuff like that. I mean, so much for this racial equality and apologizing for being white and stuff. Anyway, I have some news today of what's going on here due to this coronavirus and stuff, alleged coronavirus. And this will start in Britain, because it's not only there, but it's here too. So the NHS colleagues will testify to this being the next catastrophe that they'll face over there. The hospitals have focused far too much on this COVID with relatively low infection rate. It sounds contrary to what the news is, as low and a low IFR, whilst allowing millions of cancer and seriously sick non-COVID patients to suffer or die without treatment. And this is from a guy named Carol Sikoror. He says, I can honestly say in all my decades of treating cancer, I have never been as worried as I am now. The figures are staggering. Patients have been delayed by 11 weeks. Cancer is spread inevitable. And then he goes on to say, we're moving from one crisis to another. More needs to be done. And we can see that here in the United States here. I know I've been waiting on a treatment here, but Some of these cases here in the United States are backlogged over 3 months. And this is on the edge of, or the cusp of, what Cuomo did over there in New York there by sending all those COVID patients to those elderly folks' homes to allow them to get all infected. And, of course, that was where the major outbreaks was, is in these elderly homes. And that probably exacerbated the deaths of many people that didn't need to die. I mean, why would you remove people from a hospital and send them to an elderly center? Anyway, I listened to Jerome Powell, and I was talking to David about this prior to this, but he had just given his State of the Union, I guess we could call it. It was basically a bunch of lies. It's just like a staving off the inevitable there. But I'm going to read to you from an article in 2018. It's called America, The Future Looks Broke. And this is out of New Zealand. There's an audio transcript on there, an audio recording there. But if you look at that headline, you can listen to the actual audio. But he says, politicians in America have been running a type of intergenerational Ponzi scheme since the 1950s. And if future liabilities are accounted for on the nation's books, it is effectively bankrupt. This Kitlikoff is in New Zealand as Sir Douglas Myers visiting a professor of University of Auckland Business School. And he goes on to say, the official debt of America's, it paints an untrue fiscal picture. And if you would have listened to Powell, Jerome Powell there, you would have understood that. Because I have more news on that. But he says, our official debt is about U.S. $20 trillion. Now, remember, this is back in 2018. And he said about 70% of the GDP. You might think that was relatively a modest number, much smaller than 120% for Italy or 160% for Greece. However, a year later, on CNBC, it says the total U.S. debt, including all forms of government, state, local, financial, and entitlements, liabilities, comes close to 2,000% of America's GDP. Of course, you add in all these illegal wars, it's staggering. But, of course, they'll pay for the wars by taking someone else's oil. The problem is the official debt. And this is what's important for Americans to understand. It is only the debt that politicians decide to put on the books. Politicians are able and free to put whatever they want onto the books and to keep other things off the books. What doesn't get recorded is the value of all future government liabilities and the value of future receipts, what he calls a fiscal gap accounting. Again, like I say, there's an audio file there to listen to the entire thing, but it's a bleak outcome. One is, and due to this coronavirus, I got a picture
off
of Twitter.
They're blaming it on the coronavirus.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
This fraud has been going on a long time. The Ponzi scam of all the bankers with all this debt-based currency, this was the inevitable outcome, and they're trying to cover that by blaming it on the coronavirus, by blaming it on the Antifa Black Lives Matter protesters burning down the nation. It's everything but the banker fraud. I don't believe
that. Yep, that's it. And, you know, what gets me about that too, David, is the fact that if you go back to what you can look this up on the internet, it's called FRED. It's the Federal Reserve spreadsheets, and you can look at whichever ones you want. They go for, well, the biggest one to look at right now is what they call the SM spreadsheet, and that shows where the money flow is, and there is no money flow. As a matter of fact, it's almost about ready to hit the bottom. I'm not kidding on that, but across the board, you can see that this country has never recovered since the 2008 burst in the housing market, which back then was 800,000, and now how many? Sorry, 800 billion. And how many trillions are they now throwing across this? And then, of course, even with these bailouts, like this CARES 2 package stuff, a lot of the information about where that money was spent won't be available for 2 years before the American public understands where that money went. It may have gone to many of these groups that are throwing these riots and stuff, too. But And I've got a video about that later on. But, you know, speaking of that, you know, there is a problem with police behavior and stuff. There's a lot of good cops out there. I know that, especially here in Montana. But there's a photo from May 25th, 2020, over in Minneapolis of the cop with his leg over the guy's neck. And George Floyd there. And there's one over there on May 28th, 2020 in Paris doing the same exact thing. The guy also happens to be black. And on May 30th over in Madrid, same thing. And, of course, the guy happens to be black. This is because of the way things are moving. And the only way to understand that, like I said, is to realize that people are being pushed together, and it's under that UN forced immigration. Anyone is free to look that up. And there's at least three links that I know of. And the one, like say, you can, whatever country you're in, you can sit there and click on the country. It's got a spreadsheet about what they plan to do to your country. United States, like I mentioned yesterday, the fact that they say that the U.S. is going to have 1.3 or so billion people in it by the time they get done with this forced migration.
This is ridiculous, Keith.
It is.
The people that we have entrusted to solve the problems of society are not solving the problems of society. They're creating the problems of society instead. That is about as much of a betrayal as I can imagine.
Well, you know, it's more than that. But, you know, the problem is with that, David, like that video I was telling you, everyone about, I think it's something like the end of the world or something like that. It's on my other computer. Sorry about that. I share some of my tabs, but not all of them. But anyway, it's this guy over there in Massachusetts. He's a journalist, and he's talking about because the white population, they've put off their career, they stopped having babies, and they've put everything on the back burner. And then usually what happens is, like for the women, they get a little bit older, and then they find out they're having problems having babies. Anyway, because of the population reduction of our own races, that now they need to bring in these immigrants to be able to pay for their Social Security and other stuff to keep their governments going. So to me, it's a direct result of that. And you would think that, David, that they would co-opt these movements like this Black Lives Matters and this the other protest and it, for the actual equality portion of it like that and realize that it's these bankers doing everything to them. They're the ones that that run these massive security forces, everything like that. They're the ones that do all the massive training. And it's all to protect the system. It's not to protect anyone else. And, of course, they're the ones laying off millions of workers, which is causing more racial inequality as well as job inequality, you know. And they just don't care. But and I was thinking there, you know, no colleges have burned down yet. So I guess it's a confirmation of who's actually really behind this and who is actually behind this. I got a little video clip for you.
A woman sort of facetiously asked if there were any paid protesters in the House. And of course, everybody shouted no and groaned. But you stood up and indicated that you are a paid protester. What did you mean by that?
Well, I meant, you know, like we all get paid to be, you know.
No, I don't know. Please explain.
Well, it's a difficult thing to explain, but basically, anytime that you're given the opportunity to protest and somebody will pay you to do it, that's like twice as good as just doing it on your own time.
So you weren't kidding around. You actually meant that you have been paid at some point to protest?
Yeah, like I...
How can I get in on that?
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you go to like georgesoros.com and you just sign up right there. You put your name in, you put your email address, and there's an empty box there where you say how many times you're willing to protest and how much you want to get paid.
And you get a check directly from Soros?
Directly from Soros.
That's incredible.
Signed by him. He even invited me to lunch.
All right, so,
wow.
Yesterday I sent a tweet to Donald Trump and to the FBI, two or three different offices of the FBI, And I says, you know, there used to be such a thing as a Title 18 subversion law in the books like that. And I says, this guy is destabilizing this country through massive protests and stuff. And I says, and if there isn't any arrest, believe me, if William Barr can go down into Panama and grab Manuel Noriega and end America's drug problem once and for all time, then why can't the U.S., William Barr, fly over to Hungary or something like that and grab Soros and lock his butt up, you know? But anyway, I said, if you're not going to arrest him, that means that you're all in on it. That's, you can't get much further than that.
Pretty much.
So it's like a massive distraction. Of course, while there's riots and stuff like that, the banks are still doing their policy, aren't they?
Yeah, and the market's still going up. I wonder how that happens.
Yeah, well, they
shut the economy down. They closed all these businesses. They've absolutely bankrupted everything, and they got the coronavirus and all the protests, all the cities on fire, but yet the market is still going up. What the heck? That's completely disconnected from reality, I tell you.
It's more than disconnected there because of the fact that I didn't want to use my daughter like that, but my daughter has a position here with the state, and yesterday she came home. Well, she comes home, and she's usually distraught anymore because of the cases that they're seeing. They had 17 cases looking for emergency housing yesterday. They've all been evicted. Then, of course, there's the other ones that are having their power shut off. And it's like no one cares about small street. It's, and Montana, sadly, has the highest, second highest suicide rate in the country here. Matter of fact, veterans fill 20% of that gap there. But daily we're seeing people lose their homes and stuff. And what gets me is watching Jerome Powell talking about this so-called trickling down to Main Street. He openly admitted that millions are not going to return to work. He also admitted that these packages that they're having for stimulus, they'll be revamped and revamped and stuff, and a lot of people are going to get left behind. And so like the 2008 financial collapse there, where Obama made over 5 million people homeless, that's going to happen again here. And then David and I was talking about this earlier too. I think it was David, either it was Gator. Gator's not feeling too good. But anyway, these mall owners are foreclosing like mad, and I'll get into this here. But these properties are distressed properties. And of course, there's a lot of people that want to, what they call, buy the dip. And the way Jerome Powell's talking, they're going to be sitting on these properties for 2, 3, maybe 5 years without being able to turn a dime, and they're going to be totally vacant. These are your malls, and we've already been talking about that here on RBN, about the fact of all these malls that have been shutting down and the storefronts, how many square feet that is. I think the last time I heard it was estimated it was the size of 350 Walmarts that was actually affected in size of all the retail stores closing. So, it's dire.
Yeah, it is. And how many people could all that shelter? Wow.
Yeah.
Just throw them out on the street. They're disposable humans. We don't need them. They're not the elite.
Yeah, there's a guy on Twitter that I kind of follow. Well, I don't actually follow. Not on Twitter. Well, I do follow him on Twitter. Sorry about that. On YouTube. His last name's Babe there, but he does videos there down from California. I was hoping he would call in today. One of his latest videos down there, I sent out an email that said, buy plywood and tents. And out of that, in his video, he drives around the area, the location there in California that he's at, and it shows the building after building of just covered up plywood, and row after row and mile after mile of just people in tents. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
Welcome back, everyone, to What Really Happened. This is Keith Rogers here in Western Montana talking to David, and we have Gator. Gator's calling in on the phone here, but before we get to Gator, I just want to read one story. In India right now, in the Times of India, you wouldn't believe the number one book that's being read during lockdown. It's Hitler's Mein Kampf. Anyway, Gator, are you there?
I am here. I just wanted to make a quick comment here. I'm going to go back into my little hole here. Still having a problem with the kidney stone. That's why I'm not there today, people. But you did mention, you and I talked about earlier this morning about the government's Ponzi scheme going back to the 1950s where they've been cooking the books, and we've been talking about they cook every number you can possibly think of, not just the financial books. They cook the numbers on the unemployment. They cook everything. All the numbers they ever hand out to you are always cooked numbers. Now, if you go back to, let's go back to Enron. Enron did the same thing. There's many corporations out there on Wall Street who have cooked their books to keep the investors on board, to keep Wall Street where it is. And actually, if they were successful at doing that, they probably would. The government wouldn't have to step in and put quantitative easing funding in there or plunge protection funding, but they still do. But the numbers are cooked. You're absolutely correct. The numbers are cooked. And I theorized that the American people would gain power if we had an economic collapse, which would point blame to the United States government. And we had the collapse. We had the collapse, all right, but we had the government using a patsy, Wuhan, China, for the COVID-19, being responsible for COVID-19. So they played it off. Instead of taking the responsibility, they found the perfect patsy with Wuhan, China, and COVID-19. Theoretically, we should have taken power back in the government, held them responsible for all their bad decision-making, all their bad financial decision-making. It didn't happen because they had the perfect patsy, Wuhan, China, COVID-19. And also in the reciprocal of that, they actually grabbed more power for themselves over the people, restricting movement of people. That's power. That's tyranny, actually, because they're not restricting the sick, they're restricting the healthy also. So you have actually tyranny going on here. The government has grabbed more power. So they got lucky on this one here. They found blame with Wuhan, China, and they were able to actually control the people, grab more power for themselves.
Yeah, I study history here, so, I mean, this is just like Reagan. When Reagan came into office, the national debt was $880 billion, and when he left, it was $2.4 trillion. George Bush and his illegal Panama War and all the Contras that added up, continuing, Carter and Reagan's Contra Wars, that added up. And, of course, George Bush Sr., Clinton, you can add Clinton and Kosovo. I mean, these wars, and who makes a profit off these is these massive corporations. I don't know how people, maybe it's my own conscience or like that, but I don't know how you could sit there and like a father and watch TV and watch like Shock and Awe and turn to your son and say, "Hey, look, son, I made that bomb," and then realize the whole war was a lie.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Well, I think we all agree what Mike says. He opens up quite a bit, saying the first casualty in war is the truth. And it is. It is the
Absolutely.
Truth. Is the first casualty in a war.
Yeah, it's sickening. Yeah. And then, of course, like that video file I have of, remember Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark, when he came out in 2002 there on floor or whatever it was, news, and start talking about the U.S. is going to attack 7 countries in 5 years. And then recently, yep. in 2015, I had that other video of him, which I could play, where he says that if you don't go along with this U.S. imperial agenda there, that you're a terrorist.
That's right.
I mean, yep. They attack the anti-war movements, and they let the demonstrators riot and run rampant to the streets. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
No.
It does, as a strategy for the government, it does. Keith, if you look back, they learned a lot of valuable lessons during the Vietnam era. They realized how important that the reason that they actually had to pull out of Vietnam and end their war in Vietnam was because the people, the citizenry, rose up, and the media had made a big mistake on bringing too much of Vietnam into our living rooms. In the videos, we saw Americans saw all this death and destruction and all this terrible, these terrible things going on, and they said, "Gosh, this is terrible. This is going nowhere." Then they start to question the reasons why we were there. The United States government learned from that experience. They made sure that the media would never bring this stuff into your living room ever again. That was a mistake. It will never happen again. So there you go. Plus, I mean, like the stance of the nation building is part of foreign policy, U.S. foreign policy. There's no doubt about it. It is core to foreign policy. And General Wesley Clark spilling the beans, 7 countries in 5 years. Yeah, so what's ever happened about that? He spilled the beans.
Well,
we know the agenda. We know the project for New American Century. We knew about that, too. And has that made a difference in America? Have the people rose up and said, "Hey, you're a warmongering nation. We don't want any part of it."
Yeah, hey, Steve, hang on. Don't leave yet, okay? Anyway, we got a break coming up here. We'll be right back here on what really happened. So I have some input to say about that, to what Steve just said. So stay tuned, okay?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late-night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back, everyone, to What Really Happened. This is Keith Rogers sitting in for Mike Rivero. We have David and also Gator down there, Mr. Florida boy. Gator, you were talking about this, the way they're using all this against us. And you know what? We're looking at a color revolution here in the United States. And this is the same thing they did here with George Bush, with this, the evil Muslims and stuff. They build the tempest up. And I remember that back in the 70s when all those, when they're talking about them, I didn't want to use the words, but slopes and whatever other words they were using back then, you know, and you were yellow if you didn't go along with it. The form of patriotism. And what gets me, though, is that when you look at these real Vietnam videos, one of the worst ones I ever saw was Vietnam, America's Holocaust, where the U.S. soldiers brag about cutting testicles off for beer and stuff, you know. Is that your dog?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I've got an intruder. My wife just got home from work.
Yeah,
go back in my office.
But anyway. Yeah, but, you know, it's the same thing, whether it was Egypt or what. They're using race and stuff to bait one another, to inflame things, and, of course, pushing people in with immigration. I mean, you know this is all co-opted by every single government because they're all in on it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the lessons learned from Vietnam, the United States government learned a lot. He learned a lot about protests. He learned about, I mean, this, let's go back to some key phrases that George W. Bush used on the American people. A little psyop. You're either on the side with us,
right,
or you're on the side of the terrorists. That was a psyop.
That's extremism.
You shut anybody down. Any dissenting voices at that point were turned anti-American, unpatriotic, and on the side of the terrorists. Remember, another key word that George W. Bush came up with was evildoers. Okay?
Yep.
So you've already fingered somebody to be the evildoer. You're the one to undo the evil. Therefore, you are the exception. You are the savior. And that's exactly where they wanted to be. They wanted to be the knight in shining armor on the white horse. You've already labeled the enemy. We're going to stop the enemy. Therefore, we are the good in the world. And we know that's not it. There's an old key phrase. It's always about the money. And that still stands. It's always about the money. And money and resources, and then toppling other governments to get what you want. We are an empire. This government is an empire. That's a flat-out fact. And
decline.
I think everything they've done, they continue to do, points to the fact that they want world domination. World domination. World's policemen, they call themselves the world's policemen. It's about world domination. It's about controlling other economies. It's about controlling the world. And the bankers, as Dave would say, the bankers are the biggest problem. He's absolutely correct. It is banker-driven.
Yep,
sure.
Follow the money.
Yep.
Yeah, like, you know me on my show, I really highlight this stuff here, how this has been fermenting for years. And, of course, I know a lot of callers here on the RBN and listeners, they get a little bit peeved about immigration and stuff. But I can only think of, like, this so-called border wall. Instead of erecting a border wall for many billions of dollars, after what the CIA has done to all those Central American and South American countries and stuff, wouldn't it be easier just to repair what you destroyed? There's an article in Huffington Post about why U.S. businesses aren't welcome in South America anymore. And when you realize what those U.S. corporations have done to poison the Amazon River and stuff and make people so damn sick, and you know, from the pesticides and other chemicals and stuff.
When I mentioned to you both about it's always about the money, let's look back at government. Let's look at a conflict of interest by the name of Halliburton, okay? There's one of your biggest examples of a conflict of interest run by Dick Cheney and getting war. He's a war profiteer. He's a war profiteer. He's a war criminal. It's always about the money. Just look deep. It's not that hard to find this stuff. You find it all the time. We've talked about it. I mean, there was a great example right there. Did that matter? Did the media grab a hold of that? Did everybody learn how crooked Dick Cheney was, and how they had all this? They had all the oil fields split up in the Middle East already ahead of time. Their little commission with the oil commission behind closed doors. How they were sitting down with the big oil companies, splitting up the oil. How they were going to divide this piece of pie among themselves. This is what's wrong.
The corporate media wasn't involved with all this money power from the same exact money interest. Maybe they might report on it, but they have a financial vested interest not to. They've betrayed us.
You know, guys, there's an audio file on archive.org, and it's called Conspiracy Theory Final. And it's a 7-hour, I've downloaded it, but and I've made a few cuts out of it. But if you listen to that, it's the first portion of it is all those U.S. journalists over in Iraq that are complaining about how, I've got a couple of files here I could play, but all those journalists complaining about how the Pentagon was sequestering them from deriving any information about what's going on. George Bush telling finally shutting Iraq down and telling the journalists to get out. They didn't want anything of what was going on to be leaked back home. But post-Iraq war, the journalists are all talking among themselves about how they lied to the American people. And they actually felt bad about it. And then, of course, all the PR stunts they used, like the toppling of that statue that was done by a PR firm, just like the gal that was talking about the babies in incubators. I mean, you can go to Wikipedia and look that right up there. You know, it tells you exactly the name of the firm who was, you know. But, you know, Nowhere do the people of America give the authority to the government to lie to us. And remember, in 2013, Obama passed that to where they could legally use propaganda against American people.
Yeah, it's not illegal.
Yeah.
It's not illegal. And they know that, amazing.
Yeah, and then you mentioned earlier, too, like with Halliburton. Well, what about Michael Chertoff and stuff? After 9-11, right. the massive amount of he made all his security stuff, and that,
that's right.
that Las Vegas shooting, they start putting these scanners at all the hotels and stuff. I mean, do people see what's going on, you know?
I get, if you went on the street and you asked some people, a lot of people, you're going to find out a very small percentage of people understand that, but they'll tell you sports scores and everything else that's important to them, but they don't seem to care. They're just too damn comfortable. Americans are too comfortable. They got a little uncomfortable with this COVID-19 being cooped up and quarantined, self-quarantined, but they're not uncomfortable enough yet, and maybe they'll wise up someday and learn, but they're just still just too a little comfortable, I think.
But what's it going to take, Steve? Do we have to burn the entire country down where all we have left is a smoldering pile of ashes like the overcooked books? I mean, good grief. I mean, come on. Wake up and smell the toast burning, everybody. We got a problem.
Yep. I agree.
Hey, since I've got time, guys, I'm going to play a video for you, okay? You know, this is how they lie to the American people. And this is on the cusp of in the early 80s when the U.S. was ramping up with the U.K. over there and they were putting all their nukes across Europe. It was only then that the British over there realized, hey, my town's a target now. And the video was so damning and scared so many people that the BBC pulled it. And you can find that video on archive.org, by the way. But anyway, this is how they sell things to the American public, okay? So I want you to hear how this works.
I knew that a bomb was going to go off over this building in an hour. I would survive because I would walk. I can walk 5 miles in an hour, and I would get behind something so I didn't get caught with the heat flash. You don't have to get behind a concrete wall because the blast isn't going to hurt you out there. The radiation of the bomb from the explosion of the bomb is not going to hurt you. The only thing that can hurt you is the heat, and it comes in a quick flash of heat, and what you have to do is be shaded. That's all. Just as if you were trying to hide from the rays of the sun, you get behind something that shades you. Had enough brains to walk for an hour and get behind a lilac bush, we wouldn't be hurt by that nuclear weapon.
Yeah. The background noise here, the background noise is the photos of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and the people burning and stuff like that. But all you need as Americans is a lilac bush to protect you in case of nuclear war. That's the important thing.
Duck and cover.
Being able to walk. Yeah, duck and cover.
That's right.
We can recall
those tests in school, all of us diving under the desk as if that was going to protect us from a nuclear bomb. That desk was more powerful than I thought. It was stronger than I thought that it would save us in a nuclear war. How stupid is that? And it sold because they were teaching this in school, and I do remember when we were doing these stupid tests, but we were, as kids, we didn't have the intelligence then to say, wait a minute here, this is going to protect us from a nuclear bomb. But
Stephen, I got that video. It's Lieutenant General D. Graham. That's off the same video of where I was trying to remember. I think the population of America was 170 million or something like that at the time. And they were saying in the video there that having a casualty loss of 60 million Americans would be acceptable to the U.S. military. And then it went on with the proceeds about using massive bulldozers to just make the mass graves and stuff and giving opiates and stuff to the survivors and stuff. And of course, they went on with the statistics about how many doctors would be available because of the major cities being nuked and stuff. But that was an acceptable risk to them. These guys are psychopaths.
Wow. Yeah, they are.
They are. Well, that's it for me, guys. I need to go take some pain medication and get on with my therapy here.
All right. Nice, sounds good. I hope you feel better, okay? Tell Michelle hi.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye. All right, sounds good. And speaking about that, David, Putin over there There's a good article on Zero Hedge where it says nuclear brinkmanship is back, and Putin okays the use of using nukes in response to and now listen, in response to conventional attacks. And the article goes on to say Putin appears to now be making good on these reciprocal threats. We're always hearing about this U.S. in their first strike and everything like that, you know. And with all the, let's just call it air incursions lately of overflights. And remember that the U.S. just killed that open skies treaty here. So they're ramping up this anything towards pissing someone off, whether it's China, Russia, whatever like that, Iran. Because, I mean, with virtually 40 million burger flippers, I'll call it, and the military now saying that they should lower the inscription age down to 16, because apparently a 16-year-old here in America with an assault rifle is bad, but you can have one out on the field and kill for the state, and that's good. But anyway, but this is in Russia's response to this conventional arms attack. And we know that with the U.S. and these missiles in Poland, that Poland and these guys are starting to realize that they are now, just like that video I was talking about earlier, when the bomb dropped, that these guys, whether it's Poland, Germany, whatever like that, who are trying to make amends with Russia, that they are going to be a first strike when all hell breaks loose. And then on top of that, we have what they call a race to the top, not the bottom. But this is the Arctic. Russia now is exploring more up there in the Arctic. And, of course, with that, on June 9th, which was yesterday, Trump issued a memorandum on safeguarding U.S. national security interests in the Arctic and also the Antarctic regions. And then, of course, this is more of that full-spectrum dominance. And that article's off the Guardian there. But all they want to do is pump war. Billions of dollars. And I've said this before. It's like when you read that the Cairo Agreement, where in Japan's unconditional surrender, it gave all those islands back to China, clear dating back to the First World War, and that's why they sit there located in the South China Sea. Anyway.
You remember the State of the Union address, how Trump was going on about how they spent record amounts of money in all this defense and all the wars and stuff like that, how both sides of the aisle stood up with a standing ovation. They all agree on all that stuff. That should really make people wonder. The stuff that they all agree on is really the stuff we really need to be afraid of.
Well, listening to Tom Cotton talk about sending the troops in on Americans and stuff. I mean, when Secretary Pompeo got out there and bragged about as a CIA agent, he lied, cheated, and stole, and he meets with all this applause. When you listen to the cockpit voices of those in Collateral Murder, of those guys cheering each other on, and this goes on and on. It's just like these guys are absolute psychopaths.
Yeah.
But anyway, they are. Where are we at on time here?
Got a couple minutes before the break.
Yeah. So I got another one here for everyone out here listening. Tony Blair calls for a new digital ID so that people can prove their coronavirus disease status alongside test and trace programs as the world eases out of a lockdown. The former Prime Minister of Britain, who has caused more deaths than the coronavirus, that's I added that, was speaking at a virtual COGX technology conference where Mr. Blair, the war criminal, said that the digital ID was a natural evolution to navigate daily life. He said the COVID virus gives additional reasons to adopt a digital ID. Why can't we track these politicians? But anyway, this NHS test and trace system launched in England and Scotland at the end of May. Mr. Blair said the ID system would operate alongside this track and trace programs. We've been finding out here recently here that the police have been using that on these protesters, too, as this track and trace. But this is, I mean, as Gator mentioned there, the total tyranny is being shown daily. And the important thing is that it's not patriotism, it's freedom. That's why people come to America, is because of freedom. They leave rapacious governments, and they seek freedom here. They whether they want to live out in the country or live in the city. They just want to do their own thing. You know, they don't want government, these rapacious governments bothering them and stuff. And of course, now with the NSA spying on you, these FISA stuff, everything you ever said on a phone or God knows, probably radio too, you know, it's all stored down in Utah at some data center and stuff, you know. But this is a massive tyranny grab. And both parties are behind it because they keep redoing these things for either side. Doesn't matter whether it's a Republican for a president or a Democrat. They just keep renewing these things.
Yep.
And you mentioned earlier there, remember, Obama pumped over $1 trillion in the nuclear stuff, and so's Trump. It's the same thing. Anyway, stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back here.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back, everyone, to What Really Happened. This is Keith Rogers here in beautiful western Montana, and I have David out here with Crucial Nonsense. And before we get back into this, I want to play one little small clip here.
Secret organization is a risk in any society. I believe it's a risk that we must take for the net gain, because I believe it's always going to be there. Now, let's say that we abolish the CIA. So many bad things. Let's don't ever have this kind of intelligence organization again. You know what's going to happen? American presidents are strong-willed men. They wouldn't be in that office if they weren't. If they don't have an intelligence service, they're going to create their own. It may not be very big, and they may reach into the loony bin to find the people to run it, and they may call it the plumbers, but they will have it.
You know, the interesting part about that is he goes on to talk about how, and not just him, but other former CIA talk about how they use the mob to set people up as marks, and then when they're done with them, they just kill them. And this has been rehearsed over and over and over, especially like those from the School of Americas. I could also play that one there too about what happened down there. And these are all used where they get traitors, not stock traders, but traitors in their own country, because they can print money out of thin air to sit there and go against their own people and install these fascist governments who oppress their people, so that those countries are now what they call Western approved or internationally accepted, which facilitates these big multinational corporations to just basically gut or strip mine the country of all assets. And then people wonder why, say, Hispanics working for $1.90 a day trying to support a family who's had their land stolen because JBS US, which is that Brazilian-based meat company that Trump bailed out three times down in Brazil, can have its massive amount of land and stuff, and also to be able to supply 600% of the pork over to China, supply Tyson Foods and was it Smith's Whole Foods, whatever it is, the other one there too. You know, personally, I have a conspiracy page out there that highlights all this, and I think this so-called COVID stuff all started from that Sao Paulo, Brazil, where they've had massive graves, over, was it 15,000 people, in the same city that JBS US is at. I cover that on my show, so if you're ever curious, you can drop by on Perception Management then and see what's going on there. But anyway, David, we're getting towards the top of the hour here, so I just got one more thing here, and then we'll open the lines up here. We have Ken waiting over in New York, but one thing here about assets. You know, if you don't fight for the Constitution and your Bill of Rights, these commies will seize your assets and you'll lose your asses when the state seizes them by a new law. And has this ever happened before? And I mentioned this yesterday. If you hadn't listened to Robert Ravold's Sunday show, you should have, because he brought out some good parallels in history there. So anyway, top of the hour here. We'll be back right after this, and we'll pick up Ken as we come back. So stay tuned. You're listening to What Really Happened.
Yeah, turn us on the air, 800-313-9443.
The Second Amendment, your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.